bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award winner and a 2024 nominee for Best College Radio Station. I'm Katie DiGiuseppe. On Thursday in Florida, former President Donald Trump and his lawyers are trying to convince a federal judge to dismiss the special counsel's Jack Smith's classified documents case against Trump. The judge, Aileen Cannon, will hear arguments on two motions that have been filed by Trump. One of them says that the former president is shielded from prosecution by a federal record-keeping law. The second claims that one of the charges presents numerous different open legal questions. One of Trump's lawyers argued in the case that the act should be dismissed because the government cannot establish his lack of authorization. From that, the rest of Trump's lawyers explained their meaning of unauthorized and how it should be applied. One of the prosecutors said that there is an act that reinforces that what Trump was doing was illegal and referenced a conversation between Trump and a staffer. That same prosecutor said that Trump knew that taking the documents was illegal. A reporter from CBS described what was talked about during the beginning of the trial.
So far, we've been hearing arguments about one of Trump's motions to dismiss, and it's based on his argument that the statute he's been charged with, the Espionage Act, is unconstitutionally vague. And the judge gave a lot of pushback on the defense team. One of the first things that they talked about for a while is whether this motion is premature to begin with. Another thing the judge seemed really concerned about was definitions of terms and how to really constitute this statute, and as well as when Trump actually lost the clearance to see these documents. Was it the day that after the presidency ended? How does that process work? So we've been hearing a lot of arguments about this, and then
audio provided by CBS. Vice President Kamala Harris is the first president or vice president to visit an abortion provider after visiting Planned Parenthood in Minnesota on Thursday. This visit comes as part of Harris's Fight for Reproductive Freedoms tour, making this her sixth stop. In the facility, she got a tour and spoke with staff about reproductive rights. She was even quoted saying that she believes that reproductive rights have become a health crisis. Last year, the governor of Minnesota signed a bill that ensured that having access to an abortion in the state was a fundamental right. In January, Harris began the tour in Wisconsin, but since then has traveled to California, Georgia, Minnesota, and Arizona. Harris launched this tour after meeting with previous patients and providers. Dating back to 2021, Harris held a reproductive rights roundtable, and her team has been focused on the political issue for some time now. Almost half of all registered voters in the United States say that the election in November will have a major impact on abortion access. About 1 in 8 voters say that abortion is the most important issue that is driving who they will vote for, according to a survey done by KFF. Here is what the vice president had to say at the Planned Parenthood in Minnesota during her speech.
So, many of you have asked, why am I here at this facility in particular? And I will tell you, it is because right now in our country, we are facing a very serious health crisis. And the crisis is affecting many, many people in our country, most of whom are, frankly, silently suffering.
Audio provided by Fox 9. The man who lived in an iron lung for most of his life died on March 11th. Paul Alexander was 78 and lived in North Texas and was either known as the man in the iron lung or Polio Paul. In 1952, Paul was diagnosed with polio during an outbreak in Dallas when he was just 6 years old. He was paralyzed from the neck down and could not breathe on his own. Doctors put him in an iron lung, a medical respirator that controlled the air pressure around his body to help his lungs expand. Paul learned how to write, type, and paint using only his mouth and a stick. He graduated from Southern Methodist University and earned a law degree from the University of Texas, as well as passing the bar exam. In Dallas, he practiced law, wrote a book, and was also an advocate for polio research. In March, he broke the Guinness World Record for longest living iron lung patient in history. The funeral service will be held for Paul in Dallas on Wednesday, March 20th, according to Paul's family. That's all for this episode of The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. The number 7 ranked best college radio station in the nation by the Princeton Review. Live from Rider University, I'm Katie DiGiuseppe.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx. Your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out the Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.